Good morning. It's March 13th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. Beyonce is venturing into country music with her upcoming album, Cowboy Carter, set to drop on March 29th. This album marks a significant step in her project to reclaim black music, blending her unparalleled artistry with the soul of country. Cowboy Carter is not just another album. It's Beyonce's bold foray into country music, featuring the chart-topping singles Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages. Rumors are buzzing about a potential cover of Dolly Parton's iconic Jolene, adding an extra layer of anticipation. Beyonce's achievement of reaching number one on the Hot Country Songs chart as the first black female artist is a historic moment, breaking barriers and setting new records. The album's art, featuring a red, white, and blue sash, and the title in a Western-style font, encapsulates the spirit of this venture. Dolly Parton herself has expressed enthusiasm for Beyonce's exploration into country music, granting permission for the cover of Jolene. This endorsement from a country music legend highlights the significance of Beyonce's crossover. At the 96th Academy Awards, Oppenheimer not only made a statement, but also rewrote the record books, clinching 7 Oscars, including the coveted Best Picture and Best Director for Christopher Nolan. This cinematic masterpiece, centered around the enigmatic figure of J. Robert Oppenheimer, has captivated audiences and critics alike, with Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr. being honored with acting awards for their compelling performances. The film's success didn't stop there. It has raked in $958 million globally and is now poised to smash through the $1 billion mark thanks to a strategic theatrical re-release. For Nolan, this film is not just another feather in his cap, but represents his most significant payday to date, potentially earning him close to $100 million. As the industry buzzes with anticipation over Nolan's next move, speculation is rife about whether he will embark on a remake of The Prisoner or dazzle us with a brand new screenplay. With Warner Brothers and Universal both throwing their hats in the ring, eager to collaborate with the visionary filmmaker, Nolan's strong ties with Universal could very well tip the scales in their favor. Oppenheimer's monumental success at the Oscars and its box office triumph underscore Nolan's unparalleled prowess in filmmaking, setting the stage for what promises to be an intriguing next chapter in his illustrious career. In a revealing conversation on the Lewis Theroux podcast, Sharon Stone opened up about the unsettling pressures she faced in Hollywood, casting a shadow on the glitzy facade of the film industry. At the heart of her revelations was the claim that producer Robert Evans pressured her into having sex with her co-star Billy Baldwin to enhance their on-screen chemistry in the 1993 thriller Sliver. Coming off the heels of her success in Basic Instinct, Stone described her discomfort with the proposition and delved into broader issues of sexual harassment within the industry, including a disturbing encounter with a Sony executive in the 1980s. The fallout from Stone's revelations was swift, with Billy Baldwin vehemently denying the allegations. He accused Stone of attempting to seduce him off-set and threatened to unveil disturbing stories about her in a future book if she continued to mention him. In a twist, Janice Dickinson stepped into the fray, contradicting Baldwin's denial and siding with Stone, stating that Stone never made such claims to her. This controversy sheds light on the deeply ingrained challenges and pressures actors, especially women, face in Hollywood. Stone's willingness to speak out offers a glimpse into the darker aspects of the film industry, where sexual coercion and harassment have long been pervasive issues. The discord between Stone and Baldwin's accounts highlights the complexities and difficulties in navigating Hollywood's power dynamics and the personal toll it takes on those involved. In a move that's sure to delight fans of Japanese animation and award-winning cinema alike, Warner Brothers Discovery is bringing the 2024 Oscar winner for Best Animated Feature, The Boy and the Heron, to its streaming platform, Max. This film, produced by the legendary Studio Ghibli and celebrated for its enchanting narrative and visual artistry, won hearts at the Academy Awards and is now poised to capture even more on the small screen. The Boy and the Heron is not just any animated film. It tells the captivating story of Mahito Maki, a teenage boy who finds himself in a magical world accompanied by a talking gray heron. This narrative, rich in fantasy and adventure, represents the high-quality storytelling and animation that Studio Ghibli is renowned for. To make this experience accessible to a wider audience, the film will also see a celebratory re-release in theaters, allowing fans old and new to experience its magic on the big screen. Marvel fans, get ready for a heavy dose of nostalgia and excitement. Jon Bernthal has just dropped a major hint about his return as the iconic Frank Castle, also known as the Punisher, in the highly anticipated Disney Plus series Daredevil Born Again. Through a cryptic Instagram post featuring the book cover with the words, "One Batch, Two Batch," Bernthal has set the Marvel fanbase abuzz with speculation and anticipation. Reports of Bernthal's involvement in the new Daredevil series surfaced earlier this year, alongside news of other familiar faces making a comeback. Characters like Wilson Fisk, also known as Kingpin, and the Deadly Bullseye, are rumored to be part of the ensemble, adding to the excitement. Set to premiere on Disney Plus in 2025, Daredevil: Born Again promises to be a monumental addition to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. With the prospect of seeing these cherished characters come back to life on screen, anticipation is at an all-time high. Fans are eagerly counting down the days until they can once again dive into the gritty, compelling world of Daredevil and Company. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.